The next question is Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Walton, W-A-L-T-O-N. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old white female that has more than 20-year history of diabetes mellitus that has been well under control. The patient has been losing weight, has controlled the blood sugar, and the person that used to be 240 pounds a year ago is down to 196. She is very conscientious, changed the lifestyle, and she has been fluid restricted because of the tendency to retain fluid and develop congestive heart failure. Sodium restricted, and she has changed to just fish and eggs, free range in the diet, and that has made the difference. The patient went to the emergency room on August the 4th of 2024. A CT scan of the abdomen was done because of abdominal pain, and an incidental finding was smaller than expected kidneys with some scarring. And in view of fluctuation of the kidney function, the patient was referred to the office for further opinion. The serum creatinine has remained between 1 and 1.3, and the estimated GFR has been between 55 and 65 mLs per minute. There is only one urinalysis that has been negative for protein. Microalbumin creatinine ratio as well as protein creatinine ratio will be ordered, and we will order a retroperitoneal ultrasound in order to assess the anatomy of the kidneys, rule out obstruction calcifications. Period. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, and now that she's losing weight, the medication has been adjusted by Dr. Nguyen, W-I-N. Following number, the patient has a cardiac arrhythmia and a history of congestive heart failure that has been remote. She's pretty much controlled. And the workup for ischemic process has been negative. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, obesity with elevated BMI that has been improving progressively. We're going to reevaluate the case in a 3 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the hospital data. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes. In the documentation, 10 minutes. I have to add that this patient is followed by the by a neurologist in Maitland, M-A-I-T-L-A-N-D, Florida, for a benign meningioma that has been present for a long time. The workup for vasculitis and autoimmune disease have been negative. Period.